that's enough. Please take it easy getting out of neighborhoods, secondary roads, and anywhere you travel today. Have a lot of debris we're already dodging down trees and wires, branches, and really I have a lot of areas where I have closures of because of trees or intersections that are dark, and so many. I can't get them all in the rush hour reports, so I'll try to get as many as I can. Right now, Suitland Parkway, really need to give you a heads up because it is just at a standstill. It's shut down, Suitland Parkway between Silver Hill Road and Branch Avenue due to a large tree that's down. So this could take some time to get this reopened. So if you can, think about your alternates getting in Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, again, and avoiding Suitland Parkway heading up toward Route 5. Just hearing south of Point of Rocks, 15, looks like they have that stopped in each direction. The crash happened in the southbound side, 15, south of Point of Rocks. 395 in the southbound direction, an unusual slowdown. If you're heading out of Shirlington in the landmark, we have an accident and only the shoulder now gets by. 395 southbound to King Street. Northbound, wide open from the Beltway to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Still dealing with a lot of issues at Montgomery County, south of Bring Road, 108. Laytonsville Road is closed. 118 shut down near 28 with a tree down there. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High impact wind event, high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's a winds gust today, 60 plus miles per hour at times. A few rain, snow showers around. That will not be an issue. It'll be the damaging winds and a partly cloudy sky by this afternoon. Still some damaging winds tonight. They should start lessening just a bit tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Dumfries, 42 in Beltsville, 44 degrees in Washington. What's closed today because of the high winds? Get the latest from the WMAL Storm Center at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
All right, welcome to Mornings of the Mall, 607 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning, a little bit under half an hour now, we've got Mark Weinberg, the former Reagan press secretary and the author of a great book. We're going to chat with him about the former president of the United States. Also, 715, Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation. We'll chat about tariffs, how they're going to affect the country, whether or not he likes them. 805, Christian Toto is a film critic, going to be joining us about the upcoming Oscars, what to look out for if you're watching, if you're a movie watcher. And then at 835, Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel, talking about another busy week in politics. I'm Vince Colonnais with Dr. Sebastian Gorka here today, in for the vacationing Mary Walter.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's chat about Vlad Putin, because
our favorite KGB colonel.
Yes, because in between riding, shirtless on top of grizzly bears, he has other activities going on, which are that he claims that he claimed that he's got a missile that can penetrate the United States' defense systems and render them useless. This is the big claim. So he's been kind of bragging about this missile capability that Russia has that the United States just can't stop.
Right. And there's an election in Russia 2 weeks from now. So let's just remember that. The fact is, this is a piece of desinformatia. We've seen Russia get very, very serious about information operations of late. And the timing is not accidental, Vince. Let's remember, this is the man who said what? The fall of the Soviet Union was the greatest geostrategic tragedy of the 20th century.
Well, yeah, because his country lost power.
Right. He had to reinvent himself as a politician. So, no, this is not a problem. This is a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Well, he addressed it in part in an interview with Megyn Kelly, actually. NBC's Megyn Kelly. This is her second sit-down with Vladimir Putin. And Megyn asked, are we in the midst of a new Cold War? Here is her question and his answer.
Several analysts in the West have said this is the declaration of a new Cold War. Are we in a new arms race right now?
My point of view is the individuals who have said that a new Cold War has started are not really analysts. They do propaganda. If you were to speak about arms race, then an arms race began at exactly the time and moment when the U.S. opted out of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty.
Any thoughts on that?
No, I think, you know, Russia is a problem. It's sort of a threat of, at the level of the Soviet Union, but mm-hmm. it's a spoiler. I always tell people, you know, not every nation is a status quo power. Unfortunately, you know, my fellow Americans look at the world and we trust other people and we believe that when they say they want to be our friend, they mean it.
Yes.
There are certain nations that are anti-status quo powers. Iran, North Korea, and especially Russia. Russia likes to create instability. This statement is another way of creating instability, whether they're doing it in Crimea, whether they're doing it in Syria. They like to create disturbances and exploit those disturbances.
How, you know, we go back to Mitt Romney referring right. to Russia as the greatest geopolitical threat that we're facing in back, you know, in debates, and he was mocked at the time, and since then it's seemingly vindicated in terms of they're moving a lot of pieces around in their region of the world that we need to be concerned about. It seems like Vladimir Putin, every time, he wants this to be another... he's rejecting the theory of a Cold War here in this interview, but still, it feels like what he wants is a bilateral world again. He wants a world where...
He wants to be relevant.
Yeah, he wants a world where Russia is known as the opposition right. power to the United States.
Despite the fact that this is a country whose economy is smaller than the economy of California, we need to get perspective. This is a nation that every 12 months, 600,000 people die in Russia more than are being born. This nation is in a death spiral. Look at what we've done with regards to the president's policies on fracking, on the XL pipeline, on Anwar. This is a one-horse town that depends upon gas and oil, and they're in trouble. So this is why we get these outbursts at an attempt to maintain relevance. That's what he's trying to do.
Well, Megyn Kelly also asked about the notion that this missile test was either conducted or successful, of a notion that an ICBM that could penetrate any American defense exists. Listen to his almost North Korean answer on this.
Some analysts are suggesting you've tested it and it's failed, and that's why you only showed animations of it today and have not yet produced any actual videos.
Are you talking about ICBMs?
Yes, the one that you claim renders defense systems useless.
As a matter of fact, every single weapon system discussed today easily surpasses and avoids an anti-missile defense system.
But you've tested it?
The test was excellent. Some of them still have to be fine-tuned and worked on. Others are already available to the troops and already are battle-ready.
For the record, right now, do you have a workable ICBM that's powered by nukes that you've tested successfully?
All of those tests were successful. It's just each of these weapon systems is at a different stage of readiness. One of them is already on combat duty. It's with troops.
Wow, that was about as specific as nothing. I mean, like no clarity whatsoever, suggesting no, he does not have the missile that he claims he has just yet.
Not only was it only animations, Vince, it was cheesy animations.
Oh, the worst kind.
Oh, yeah.
Like those South Korean animations where they reinterpret right. events in U.S. politics.
I mean, if this man were a propaganda minister for the North Koreans, he'd be celebrated by CNN.
Well, so that's Vladimir Putin and Megyn Kelly in this sit down. By the way, I think a more substantive sit down than their first in terms of just getting to some facts. But clearly, to kind of reiterate the point, he wants to be a player on the national stage. And domestically, it seems like the extent to which we make him a player on the national stage really depends on who's in office.
Yeah.
Because look, there are things Russia's doing that are serious and that we should take seriously. But there is this overwhelming attempt domestically to make it like that there's such a big power, and President Trump has no idea what he's dealing with. That it's President Trump's incompetence towards the threat that's the real problem here.
Yeah, we need to have perspective on this. This is a nation that causes trouble. But again, I'm no fan of the Kremlin. My father was imprisoned by communists, tortured by communists, so not a big fan. But what did they do when they tried to mess with our elections? What's the best that we found out? That they spent, I think in one of the states, they spent, what was it, $80? Or in Pennsylvania, it was $300. A bit of a Keystone Cop aspect to what the Russians are doing. Don't get me wrong, they're bad guys, and Vladimir Putin built his career in the Lubyanka, okay? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to serious geostrategic threats, China's far more serious.
I think the worst thing they did, reportedly, was use the network RT to be a safety net for former MSNBC and CNN hosts. That's right.
How many shows does Larry King have
now?
He has two shows, doesn't he?
And what's his face? The guy with the red hair from MSNBC? I can't remember his name.
For good reason.
Ed whatever. Ed.
Ed Schultz.
Ed Schultz, that's right.
Right.
6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather. They did hire those guys. To go work for a Russian propaganda network.
Shameful.
6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Vince. We have a weather event this morning. Whew. It is something. We have an intense commute, an intense day on hand for sure. Transit affected because of the weather. No VRE or marked trains today. Service has been suspended. Expect delays on Metro Rail. Not only do they have problems with power issues at King Street, affecting the blue and yellow trains, green line trains. We have a trade down near Fort Totten, so they're single tracking. But the trains that operate above ground, operating at reduced speeds. And obviously, check with your, you're catching a flight today, you want to check with your airline. Now, this is unusual, but with the gusty winds, we have an overhead sign issue. Interstate 95, northbound 95 in Dale City. And I was worried about this. Finally, we have crews out there underneath the sign and blocking the right half of the roadway with that sign dangling. Northbound 95 in Dale City. So they're allowing, looks like, one left lane to get by here. So use caution as you head north of Dumfries into Dale City. Tree down blocks the Suitland Parkway. Want to avoid heading inbound Suitland Parkway. The incident is between Silver Hill Road and Branch Avenue. It's a large tree, so it's going to take a while. Over to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, definitely can work for an alternate for you. If you're coming off the Beltway, stick with Route 5, and you'll be beyond the incident. On the Beltway itself, Old Georgetown Road, Beltway Interloop in Bethesda for the crash after Old Georgetown Road. Had a tree reported down Interloop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue to watch for. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we got a nor'easter affecting us with very strong and damaging winds. Watch out for those. A high wind warning until 6 a.m. on Saturday. Check out news on closures on WMAL.com. Today, windy with rain showers and snow showers early, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. A high of 46 degrees. Tonight, decreasing cloudiness and windy. Low of 36. And then tomorrow, sun and a few clouds with gusty winds and a high of 51. We'll get winds up to 60 miles per hour today, tailing off to about 40 miles per hour tomorrow. So a lot. It's 43 in the nation's capital. 6:17 on WMAL. All right, so the view. Well, a couple things going on here. Condoleezza Rice has been pretty active on television in the last 24 hours. She was on The View. She was also on MSNBC with Nicole Wallace. And Nicole Wallace absolutely loves hating on Donald Trump. She just despises the guy. And in every breath she takes, it is a swear word that can't come out on television, but she has to stifle it. So she was with Condoleezza Rice yesterday and was chatting with her and implying pretty explicitly that Trump is racist. Listen to this.
Do you agree with George W. Bush that bigotry has been emboldened?
I do think we're going through a period of time where we're labeling each other and calling each other names. And
well, are we doing that, or is the president doing
that? Nicole, I will tell you something. This started a long time before this president.
Do you think the president's making it worse by calling out good people on both sides of a KKK rally?
I am clearly one of the people who said when the president was running for office that I would have preferred my president to be somebody whose first job wasn't president in government. But I think we have to look at this broadly. We need to all focus on these broader trends that are really tearing us apart, not just what the president says on any given day.
Why do you think then 57% of respondents in an AP poll think the president's a racist?
Well, because I think you hear this in the press over and over and over
again.
Think
it's just the press? So you don't think it's what he says?
I will tell you something. All right, I've met the president, and I can't know his heart, but I do know that this is somebody who treated me very well when we met. I think he believes he's doing what's right for the country.
Mm-hmm. And so meanwhile, she's kind of pointing out, like, look, you want him to take the temperature down. Everyone else has it turned up to 11. Like, literally everyone's going crazy. So maybe, you know, you want him to disarm. Maybe, like, lower your weapon a little bit.
Like, I can tell you, having worked for the man, there is not a racist bone. Nay, there isn't a racist nanomolecule in his body. And yes, there is more racism in America, but guess why? Because of the last 8 years, because we had a White House and administration that insisted on looking at us based upon our ethnicity, yeah, our skin color, our sexual preference. That's why we are where we are.
Also,
and the media makes it worse. You're right.
Also, the president doesn't actually seem that complex in terms of who he likes. He likes people who like him. He doesn't like people who don't like him.
Right.
I mean, it seems kind of obvious that that's the case.
Which is outrageous, right?
So if the entire Congressional Black Caucus comes out and goes that we don't like Donald Trump, he's like, I don't like the Congressional Black Caucus. You're racist. What? So that's the position we're in. Meanwhile, Condi Rice was also on The View yesterday, and she was...
Is she selling a book?
I think she is, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she was sitting alongside Adam Schiff, and she had this to say about the Russia probe. She was kind of like, she was pretty nice to Adam Schiff. She was, again, keeping the temperature down. But she thinks that this Russia probe needs to hurry up and just wrap up. It's getting too crazy at this point.
And I would, frankly, be thrilled, have been thrilled, if we could have seen this investigation through on a bipartisan basis and reach whatever conclusion we reached, whether it was exoneration or incrimination,
Let me just say that I've spent a lot of time in Washington, and I know you got a really hard job, and I appreciate what you're doing for the country, but I really hope you can wrap it up. The country needs to get back to business, so that's my greatest hope, is that this gets done, and this gets done.
Yeah, there you go. Look at even the View audience is clapping. Yeah, just wrap this thing up already.
I'm not a massive fan of Condoleezza Rice, but I really like that sense of utter frustration in her voice. I mean, I think that reflects the reality for a lot of Americans outside the bubble. Guys, you've had more than a year. There's nothing there. Shut it down. Let's move on. She's absolutely right.
More from Miss Rice on gun rights on The View. Here's her.
In the late 50s, early 60s. There was no way that Bull Connor and the Birmingham police were going to protect you. And so when white night riders would come through our neighborhood, my father and his friends would take their guns and they'd go to the head of the neighborhood, it was a little cul-de-sac, and they would fire in the air if anybody came through. I don't think they actually ever hit anybody. But they protected the neighborhood. And I'm sure if Bull Connor had known where those guns were, he would have rounded them up. And so I don't favor some things like gun registration. Mm-hmm. That said, it's time to have a national conversation about how we can deal with the problems that we have. It's not going to be any single fix to the terrible events of Parkland.
Good for Condi Rice. I think she's dropping some truth on The View.
Not only that, she should have mentioned the NRA was pivotal to allowing blacks to arm themselves. This is another piece of history that we conveniently forget in the mainstream media, the connection between gun rights for African Americans and the NRA.
And thank you for that reminder this morning, 6:23 on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s here at 625. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
Vince, this is a wild morning commute. Everybody, please take it easy. I have so much to mention. And on that note, if you have a question for me, you can always tweet me. Send me a tweet at Jamie Witten, TRX. That's J-A-M-E-E, Witten, TRX. Ask me about your trip because there's just too many intersections and areas. We have trees down, intersections that are dark. Right now on the Beltway, a tree down, Bethesda, inner loop past Old Georgetown Road. Have a tractor trailer involved. Apparently tried to avoid the tree. It's in the guardrail. A couple cars involved. So just the shoulder getting by. Inner loop after Old Georgetown Road. Had a tree down inner loop near Route 4. Inbound Suitland Parkway with the tree down. Shut down Suitland Parkway. This is where we have a major backup here before you get to Silver Hill Road. So coming off the Beltway, think about Route 4, Route 5, but definitely Suitland Parkway, not an option. That is just not working. Overhead sign dangling, Interstate 95 in Virginia, in Dale City. So crews are out there now blocking the right half of the interstate for everybody's safety as that wind gusts and blows around. 15 south of Point of Rocks, that's been closed due to an incident as well. 15 in the Frederick area have a tractor trailer that's overturned. And getting a lot of reports too, these higher vehicles, these larger vehicles tend to sway as well. So steer clear if you can, but a tractor trailer incident shuts down 15 north of the Frederick area, north of 26 in each direction. Looks like they're taking caution there. Update is now sponsored by United States Traffic Network. If you're looking to add your talent to a dynamic company, United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High impact wind event, high wind warning in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. There's a winds gust today, 60 plus miles per hour at times. A few rain, snow showers around. That will not be an issue. It'll be the damaging winds and a partly cloudy sky by this afternoon. Still some damaging winds tonight. They should start lessening just a bit tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
42 degrees in the nation's capital, 627 on WMAL.
A brand new bear, you can't see the wind.
All right.
No matter how hard.
This seems like a perennial. Panda Watch is on again in Washington, D.C., according to NBC4's right up here. A team of veterinarians and reproductive scientists and zookeepers at the Smithsonian Zoo have artificially inseminated Mei Zheng on Thursday. Artificially inseminated because I guess that's the only way we can do it now. and get this. Female pandas only have a short window of time, they report, about 24 to 72 hours in a single year that they're able to become pregnant.
That explains a lot.
These are animals who are designed to go extinct.
I sense a little hostility here.
I'm just pointing out the obvious things. It's like Darwin built these creatures specifically to disappear, but we are fighting nature as much as possible here. Artificial insemination, making sure they don't roll over on their own babies, you know, everything.
I prefer koalas, personally.
So Panda Watch is on again in Washington, D.C. Get ready for the next few months of pandemonium. 628 on WMAL.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
All right, coming up on WMAL, Mark Weinberg will be here, former Reagan press secretary, author of the new book, Movie Nights with the Reagans. So many questions for him about the former president of the United States. It'll be a fun trip down memory lane. We'll get to it. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Federal government offices in the Washington area are closed today because of the danger posed by the high winds we're seeing. As to the schools, it's basically a snow day without the snow. All the major school systems in the area are closed. You can see the complete list at WMAL.com. There is no service today on Virginia Railway Express or on the MART commuter rail service because of the high winds. Metro rail trains are running every 12 minutes, but with reduced speeds above ground. The heavy wind also has local firefighters running this morning.
We've had a number of instances where wires and trees have come down. In fact, several homes have been struck.
Montgomery Fire spokesman Pete Peringer says a tree crushed a home in Kensington, trapping several people, including a 100-year-old victim who was rushed to a hospital. The heavy wind also made it tough to battle a fire that burned through the roof of a theater at Glen Echo Park.
Of course, it was treacherous and dangerous for firefighters to be operating on ladders at that time. A pretty strong wind gust.
Extra fire crews have been put on duty today. Peringer says they'll be needed. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Thousands without power this morning. At this hour, Dominion Energy reports about 81,000 Northern Virginians are in the dark. Pepco has about 26,000 without power. BGE over 11,000 out. And Novex says almost 10,000 of its customers are without power. What if a tree falls in your car today? AAA's John Townsend says check your insurance policy to see if you're covered.
For it to be covered, you have to have comprehensive insurance. The comprehensive portion of your auto insurance policy would cover any damage from falling trees or fallen trees.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24609. The Nasdaq at 7181. Sports sponsored by Zelle. College basketball, UVA wins a thriller over Louisville. Maryland loses. Howard wins. Navy loses. Exhibition baseball wins for the Nats and the O's. NBA, it's Wizards-Raptors tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Zelle is a new way to send money from your banking app to almost anyone. Zelle, this is how money moves. More at ZellePay.com. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
They say that some things get better with age, like wine and my car. Because I've been taking it to Jiffy Lube for years, they've kept my car running with their signature service oil change. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs. They also follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment. And they're locally owned, just like me. Jiffy Lube only gets better with age.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and boy, do I recommend you do too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking down there in your carpets. Trust me, a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, even upholstery. And listen to this great offer just for WMAL listeners. This is going to help you get your spring cleaning started. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Zero Res is also offering special discounts on any pet odor treatment. So call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forwards or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It's not really about when to invest or when the market's going to go up or down. It's about how to situate your money in good times and bad for what you're going to accomplish in retirement. Income money, discretionary money, vacation money, visit the kids money, wedding money, college money.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, so much to talk about. Let's begin, though. I've been talking about this tree down on the Suitland Parkway with traffic at a standstill, but it looks like you're now slowly getting by. So they have some progress here inbound Suitland Parkway between Silver Hill Road and Route 5 Branch Avenue that had been completely shut down, but at least one lane getting by as they continue this process. Route 4, Route 5, that works getting in through town. Now, also another issue, inbound on New York Avenue coming up to the lights of Bladensburg Road, signal light issues around the entire metropolitan area, dark intersections. You know the drill, treat as a four-way stop, so it can be very tricky. Fairfax County Parkway, we're really bogging down southbound south of Burke Center Parkway with an incident before you get to Ox Road. White's Ferry Road, that's closed each direction at 28 with a downed tree. 15 south of Point of Rocks, again, tree issues, alternating traffic. In the Frederick area, tractor trailer overturned. High gusty winds, definitely the issue here, according to crews at the scene. So in Frederick, north of 26 Liberty Road, we had one incident northbound, one southbound, both involving tractor trailers. On the Beltway, Bethesda, tree down. Oh, boy. On the inner loop, as you come around past River Road, and if you're heading in toward, say, Bethesda area, watch for those brake lights just north of River Road, past Old Georgetown Road, involves a tractor trailer and a couple cars. So you're slowly getting by there, but crews diligently trying to get some of these lanes reopened for you as well. And continue to listen. We'll have all the intersections, as many as we can get to you, and the latest on their transit and how that's affected for your morning commute as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This is a wind event and a powerful wind event at that. Already gusts have been 50-plus miles per hour. Winds could gust over 60 miles per hour today. High wind warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rain and even some scattered snow showers this morning will not be a problem. And a partly cloudy sky, temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Damaging winds likely, more damaging winds possible tonight. The wind should lessen just a bit tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Centerville, 42 in La Plata, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning. So much more to get to this morning. We got Steve Moore joining us at 7:15. Christian Toto talking about the Oscars this weekend at 8:05. And then at 8:35, Ed Henry of the Fox News Channel. I'm Vince Colonnais. Sitting alongside me today, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, Vince.
Greetings, Dr. Gorka. Good to have you here. Mary Walter will be back next week. On vacation. Let's talk to Mark Weinberg. He's a former Reagan press secretary and the author of the new book, Movie Nights with the Reagans. Perfect guest ahead of the Academy Awards. Mark, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to chat with you. You start ahead of these Academy Awards. You started a petition, actually, to get Ronald Reagan an honorary Oscar. Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. In my book, Movie Nights with the Reagans, I tell the story of how, as a former president, Reagan once confided in me that it hurt his feelings that the Academy never acknowledged what he, and the only one from the movie business to have done so, achieved post-movies, and thought that maybe an honorary Oscar would be in order, but it never happened.
Yeah, he's like the one guy in Hollywood who became president of the United States, and they were reticent to even acknowledge it.
Sure was, and it occurred to me, can you imagine if Barack Obama or Bill Clinton had come from the movie business, what the Academy would have done with that?
I know. It'd be like a million documentaries about that subject. So this is an interesting template because, and I want to ask you more about Reagan, but like, it does seem like there's, everyone keeps comparing Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan. You know, President Trump, in addition to, of course, having a real estate empire, was an entertainment figure. And he was very involved in television and Hollywood and all these celebrities, all of whom seemed to be pretty fine with him and all of his ideas, whatever they were, until he became a Republican candidate for president of the United States.
Well, of course, and in my book, Movie Nights with the Reagans, I point out that President Reagan came from the entertainment industry, and he believed that it taught him some very valuable skills about leadership. And if you think about this for a minute, what Reagan was to television, Trump is to social media. And I don't think it's a coincidence that they both have the entertainment industry in their background.
And radio. Let's not forget Reagan and radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Ronald Reagan's career began on radio, and he always had a special fondness for it. And in the book, I talk about the radio addresses that he gave live at his insistence every Saturday at 12:06, most often from Camp David.
I'll be buying the book. I'm a huge movie guy, and I look forward to reading it. But I have one question. I want to steal your thunder. I need you. You mentioned in a prior interview that he liked the golden oldies, but he was watching contemporary movies at Camp David in the White House. I need to know one thing, please. Did he watch Red Dawn, and did he like it?
Well, in Movie Nights with the Reagans, I do tell you that he did watch Red Dawn.
Yes.
And he was very intrigued by it. It's true that they watched a lot of iconic movies of the 1980s, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Top Gun, Back to the Future. But from time to time, they snuck in a golden oldie.
Well, how prominent, how regular were Ronald Reagan's movie nights? Was this his golf? I mean, how often was he watching a movie in the White House?
Actually, Movie Nights with the Reagans is based on the movies we saw at Camp David over the 8 years.
Gotcha.
And the truth of the matter is, every Friday night and every Saturday night, if they were at Camp David, they would screen a movie right in the living room of their residence there.
And who would get to watch? Who were invited to those kind of showings?
The small group of staff that was in attendance. It would be the personal aide, the physician, maybe the senior Secret Service agent, maybe the commander of the camp, maybe the military aide, and I was there too.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, what did you learn by attending these things? I guess you're not supposed to talk during movies, but I imagine sometimes that happened.
Well, what I learned and what I report in Movie Nights with the Reagans is that for the Reagans, movies were their ultimate form of relaxation and their comfort zone. They liked nothing better than to sit on the couch, holding hands, put their feet up, just exhale and watch a movie. And it's because the movie industry is where they met each other, where their lives began. It was what they both knew. It was the language they spoke. And for 2 hours at least, on Friday and Saturday nights, they could unplug, detach, and just relax, which I think is a good thing for anybody in the position they occupied.
Now, was it popcorn or was it Twizzlers?
Well, I describe in Movie Nights that at first we would have popcorn that was served about half an hour into the movie by the Presidential Food Service coordinators and water. But President Reagan was eventually diagnosed with diverticulitis, which is a fancy thing for a stomach issue.
Yes.
And the doctor said no more seeds or nuts or kernels. So what I would do on Fridays, I would go out of my office in the White House, walk across the street to a candy store on near 17th Street there in Washington, get a box of chocolates with smooth centers, no nuts, no seeds, nothing, and I replace the popcorn with chocolate.
Well, that's an improvement. Okay, well, that's great. That's good to know. Meanwhile, you write about that Mrs. Reagan confided something in you in her last known interview before her death. What was that?
Well, I did call on Mrs. Reagan in what I think is the last known interview before her death at their home in Los Angeles to discuss this book, which she knew about, she was very enthusiastic about. She thought that this aspect of their lives, movie weekends at Camp David, was a story that hadn't been told but should be told. And so she granted me an interview, and I asked her how important Hollywood was to her, and she told me that it helped them develop a thick skin, and I finally, after all the years, got out of her what her favorite movie was.
Oh, now you have to share it with us. Are you going to?
We'll buy the book, we promise.
Well, I'll tell you, I described the conversation, and I volunteered. I said, what's your favorite movie? Oh, there were so many. I said, are you sure you don't have one? I didn't want to leave without getting an answer. And she said, well, I don't know. There were just so many, because they knew everybody in Hollywood and liked them. She didn't want to say. So I suggested maybe Donovan's Brain or Night Into Morning, which were her movies. And she laughed and said, oh, no, not those. I said, well, what movie, Mrs. Reagan? She said, well, anything that Ronnie was in, of course. And I said, well, anything in particular? And she paused and she said, Hellcats. And it was Hellcats of the Navy. And interestingly enough, it's the only one they were in together.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. There's a good sentimental reason for that answer. I thought you were going to say Full Metal Jacket for some reason.
I don't think that was an Nancy Reagan kind of movie.
Right. That's funny. Mark Weinberg, thanks for what an interesting experience that you've had, and I really appreciate the fact that you've shared it. The book is Movie Nights with the Reagans. You can check it out now. It's out ahead of the Oscars, and he still wants that honorary Oscar for Ronald Reagan. I don't think it's going to happen.
One day, I'm not holding my breath, but I hope so.
We'll see someday. Mark, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, unbelievable morning, but we knew these winds were going to be strong. Interstate 95 emergency crews are out. Overhead dangling sign because of these wind gusts. And this is a little bit crazy here. Northbound 95, Dale City, but two left lanes get by. Now, with a lot of the closures and the government shutdown, we don't have so much volume there, but definitely something to watch for as you head north out of Dumfries into Dale City. Stay to the left, again, with that overhead sign dangling crews there trying to make the fix. On the Fairfax County Parkway, delays continue to grow, actually. Southbound, south of Burke Center Parkway, but before 123. And a lot of these accidents, tree-related, branch, debris-related intersections that are dark. I have too many to mention. We do have the dark intersection I've been talking about on New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road, but now I see police there to direct through there. Be cautious as police are standing in the intersection with a lot of cars going through there. On the Beltway, tree down, Bethesda, inner loop, just as you pass old Georgetown Road, and the tractor trailer tried to swerve around the tree. We have him in the guardrail. We have the center of the roadway getting by with the tree cleanup, Beltway in Bethesda. And again, no VRE, no marked trains today. That service has been suspended. Green Line trains, they were able to get the tree off the track near Fort Totten, so they're no longer single tracking those Green Line trains. Residual delays and the trains operating above ground at slower speeds, so expect delays for Metrorail too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This is a wind event and a powerful wind event at that. Already gusts have been 50-plus miles per hour. Winds could gust over 60 miles per hour today. High wind warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rain and even some scattered snow showers this morning will not be a problem. And a partly cloudy sky, temperatures in the mid-40s this afternoon. Damaging winds likely, more damaging winds possible tonight. The wind should lessen just a bit tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, we got 41 degrees. It's 6:47 on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
All right, remember the March for Our Lives gun control rally that's supposed to be happening on March 24th? They're expecting 500,000 attendees. There's always all
not anymore
projections. Yeah, no mas. The reason for this is because, as the Washington Post reports, the planned rally against mass shootings, which, by the way, I think everyone's against. I'm not sure who the constituency for being for mass shootings is. But anyway, they can't be held on the National Mall on that date because it conflicts with what the National Park Service is saying is a talent show. There's apparently a talent show that's already been permitted for that date, and they can't get another permit because, like, obviously, you already have one group with a permit. You can't displace them with yet another. There was that permit application was filed last week, denied on that basis. Mike Litterst, a spokesman for the Park Service, said organizers proposed holding the event on the mall, but were looking to move the rally to another location after the request conflicted with a film crew's permit. That film permit was, quote, from a student group at a local educational institution, but they wouldn't name it. Also, you would hate to be the school who's, like, named out loud, because then, of course, you're going to be attacked by activists for daring to have ever applied for a permit before you could have known this rally happened.
I just have one question.
Please ask.
How many people that wanted to go to the March for Our Lives would attend the March for Life. If it's about
what's the
children,
intersection of those two things?
Yeah, so we're for protecting children,
mm-hmm.
but if they're in the womb, maybe not.
I mean, the answer.
Am
to
I
this,
going too far there?
No, not at all. And here's why: it's because the answer to this is so nakedly political. I mean, this is a Democratic rally.
I mean,
this March for Our Lives. It's a universal phrase, universal idea to be against mass shootings. Everyone's against it, as I said, but we all know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a liberal activism rally.
I'm sure there'll be voter registration tables, you name it.
They have a really big thing in mind, and they're funded by Oprah Winfrey, a bunch of other celebrities. They want to include these student speakers, musical guests, guest speakers, video tributes, 14 jumbotrons, 2,000 seats, 2,000 porta potties. They have very big plans in mind. But right now, there's a talent show on the way. 6:50 on WML.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
All right, 6:53 now. Time to check in on how your money is doing with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Anninger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. The Dow starts this last trading day of the week after a 420-point plunge yesterday. And the Dow is poised to drop another 200 points at the open this morning. Investors are worried about a global trade war after President Donald Trump proposed import tariffs on aluminum and steel coming into the U.S. Markets are all lower in Europe, and they closed lower overnight in Asia. Crude oil is ticking lower, too. Outdoor retailer L.L. Bean will no longer sell rifles to anyone under 21. It joins Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods following the Florida school massacre. The struggling Weinstein Company has found a buyer. Billionaire Ron Burkle and former SBA head Maria Contreras-Sweet will form a new company with the film assets. Starbucks is cutting hundreds of products from U.S. stores. The Puget Sound Business Journal says they'll carry about 30% fewer mugs, thermoses, and other items on those shelves. Cadillac, the official car of the Oscars, hosts a party for Hollywood celebrities tonight. And Auntie Anne's Pretzels is marking 30 years in business today. Free soft pretzels from 10 to 2. Jessica Edinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
And a wind event is, oh boy, Vince, we have a lot going on. And these high gusting winds affecting our transit system today. No VRE or MARC trains operating. There's service suspended today. Metrorail expect delays. The trains operating above grounds at slower speeds, reduced speeds. You're dodging debris this morning. Down trees, wires, intersections that are dark and way too many to mention. So when you get to those intersections, please treat as a four-way stop. Just too many that are dark to get police to direct through all those. New York Avenue, still very slow, but at least we're now getting through the intersection with a little bit better pace here because police are directing New York Avenue at Bladensburg Roads. Keep that in mind. Tree down on the Beltway in Bethesda on Old Interloop past Old Georgetown Road. Now, tractor trailer coming up to this large tree that was down, tried to swerve around the tree, ended up in the guardrail, so only one lane gets by. So coming north from River Road, expect that delay pretty intense. On the outer loop as you head past River Road, had a little bit of volume, one reported there. On the Fairfax County Parkway, southbound, south of Burke Lake Road with the tree incident. On the Suitland Parkway, that had been shut down for a while, but it looks like one lane now gets you by. The pace improving, Suitland Parkway before Branch Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High impact wind event currently occurring, and it will continue through the day with a high wind warning in effect. That's in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The wind's howling. Over 50 miles per hour with some of the gusts. We've already had that overnight. 60, 70 mile per hour winds, not out of the question. Rain, snow showers around, a partly cloudy sky by this afternoon in the mid-40s. Decreasing winds late tonight, but still some gusts over 50. Gusty winds still possible tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel, WMAF.
41 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right, for more on the nor'easter, all that wind that's rattling your windows today, no matter where you are, within the sound of my voice, Ken Boone of the Weather Channel joining us now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this one's kind of an intense one. We saw it coming. We heard all the reports this week of the nor'easter on its way. But the wind gusts are kind of already rocking everything around here.
They certainly are. Very strong wind gusts. I've already seen wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour in spots, and it's going to get even stronger as we head through the day today. So we certainly have some of the strongest winds that we're going to see. I wouldn't be surprised if some areas saw 60 mile an hour plus wind gust at some point today.
So how does this compare to like other strong wind events? Like how do you compare the speed of wind in, say, a hurricane versus this?
Well, this is not quite as strong as a hurricane. Of course, you know, hurricane winds, hurricane force winds are in the 70s. So you've got to get up to that. And then, of course, with a hurricane, you've got sustained winds that are that range.
Gotcha.
We're not certainly seeing that. But what is different with this storm is this is a much larger storm. This is a synoptic scale storm, nor'easter is, versus a hurricane. So a much larger area being impacted here at the same time with these strong winds all the way from the Carolinas all the way up into Maine today.
Yeah, it does feel like, as I was driving through it this morning, like an apocalyptic precursor where you're looking around, the winds are strong, and there's like thunder and lightning in the distance. distance even, and there's going to be some rain and maybe even some snow mixed into this?
Yeah, there is a possibility for some scattered rain and snow showers here this morning, so that certainly is a possibility in and around the district with some precipitation, especially west and northwest, but this is definitely much more a wind event than a precipitation event. So you might see some rain, you might have some snow showers out there, but once we get to late morning, I think the precipitation pushes out, and it's really just the wind that's going to be the big issue for us today.
We're also hearing in these final seconds we have with you this notion of a bomb cyclone. Is that going to be much farther north of us, or can it touch D.C.?
The center of the cyclone is certainly well north and up off the coast of the northeast. So that center of the low is there, and that's where the most intense wind and even precipitation is.
All right. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Ken Boone, as always, from the Weather Channel. And somebody's got to pay attention to this stuff, and Ken does every day. Thank you, sir.
All righty.
And by the way, make sure you check out WMAL.com. We've got lists of closures. They're all over the place. The wind... it's keeping things shut down around here. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall. One, we're going to talk to Steve Moore. We're going to find out what he thinks of all this tariff activity coming out of the White House. The president promising to make an official announcement next week. We'll see if Steve has thoughts about that. And also, YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they connect us, but they also prevent some of us from speaking.
Or if you're a conservative.
We'll chat about the implications of all of that. Dr. Gorka's in the house. We'll have it all ahead on it's 7 o'clock here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are under a high wind warning until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. As a result, federal government offices across the Washington area are closed today. Also, all major public school systems across the area are closed. You can get the complete list at WMAL.com. Tens of thousands are without power this morning as the strong winds are bringing down trees and power lines everywhere. At this hour, Dominion Energy reports about 91,000 of its customers are in the dark. Pepco has about 41,000 without power. BGE, almost 18,000. Novec says nearly 11,000 of its customers are out. And getting around today is going to be a challenge.
Once the federal government closed for the day, it didn't take long for Virginia and Maryland commuter trains to follow suit and cancel service. Loudoun County also canceled its commuter bus service. Metro Rail's running trains every 12 minutes, but power outages and downed trees are causing delays, both for trains and for buses. Metro's canceled its rush hour promise program for the day. Planning to fly?
We encourage everyone who's traveling really anywhere on the East Coast to check with their airline before heading to the airport.
Christina Saul with the Airports Authority says bad weather, not just here but up and down the coast, will make a mess of flight schedules. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And forecasters warn these winds today will do lots of damage.
There's only so much you can do to protect your property in a storm like this, so John Townsend with AAA says it's important to remember.
Your insurance policy will not cover flooding damage, but if the roof is blown off the house and rain comes into the house, that's covered.
And he says if a tree falls from your neighbor's property onto yours,
your insurance company is going to cover that. And in theory, if the reverse happens, your neighbor's insurance policy will cover that.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, if we've got a bad today, New England is bracing for even worse.
New England is expected to get the worst of it, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
The National Weather Service anticipates storm surges between 3 and 4 feet during these high tide cycles along the coast.
Those surges will last through at least 3 high tide cycles.
We're expecting to see more severe flooding issues here than we saw in the January 4th storm.
And that could mean some serious problems for people living in places that were badly flooded back in January, like Scituate.
It's possible we'll see homes severely damaged or in some cases maybe even destroyed.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Maryland State Police divers have recovered a body from the wreckage of a small plane that was reported missing yesterday off Ocean City. The plane was last seen practicing touch-and-go landings near the Ocean City Municipal Airport. Delta Airlines is being hit with swift political retribution in its home state of Georgia for crossing the National Rifle Association.
Republicans in the Georgia legislature voted by wide margins Thursday to kill a jet fuel tax break that would have directly benefited the Atlanta-based air carrier. The move comes 5 days after Delta said it would end discounted fares to NRA members in the wake of the school massacre in Florida. Georgia's Republican governor, Nathan Deal, voiced frustration over what he called the antics of Republicans seeking higher office, but says he can't veto a measure that also amounts to a sweeping $5 billion tax cut for residents of Georgia. Meantime, the governors of Virginia, New York, and Connecticut are messaging Delta. The carrier's welcome to set up shop in their states anytime. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,609. The NASDAQ at 71.81. Sports, college basketball, number one, Virginia wins. Maryland loses. Howard wins. Navy loses. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win. The O's win. And the Wizards host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 12th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
5 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic.